Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Denny is our guest, our good friend, the author of the brand new, soon-to-be award-winning book, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. John, I got a new book coming out. I'm trying to make sure that I'm going to try to be off cycle when your book goes before the award, folks, because I don't want to compete with this thing, folks. You need to check this out. John, I need your website, please.
Actually, Your Exit Map is a complete website for business owners now, and it has free tools on it that they can test their assumptions and see how prepared
Great.
They are.
YourExitMap.com.
Yes.
Okay, so folks, check that out and find the book there. Find out all the other things that you need to know about the book. So let's help them get things going, John. Remind us some of the first things that they need to think about when they're, you know, so let's say you got somebody out there listening right now saying, okay, you got my attention. I woke up this morning thinking maybe I do need to plan a little bit for divesting of this, of my baby, of this monstrosity I've created. What's the very first thing they should do after that?
Very first thing, it's funny you say after that, the very first thing they should do is figure out what comes after the business.
Yeah.
Because they have to have a something to move towards, a vision.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying skip right over the whole selling process and imagine themselves tossing the day after they toss the keys.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because if it's just a big void, you know, when I talk to a business owner, I say, what are you going to do after you sell or hand off the business? And they say, oh, I don't know, I'll figure something out. It's not going to work well because they don't know. It's a big void. They don't know what life is going
hey,
to
hey,
be
John,
like.
That's where I am.
Well, you're just going to work forever. So,
but I am. But my point is, people ask me about retiring. I don't know what to, I wouldn't know what am I going to do? I mean, the world doesn't want to see Jim Blasingame with nothing to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's dangerous.
No, it's the same. It's the same with me. It's the same with a lot of us that are knowledge workers. You know, we make our living out of what we know about business and helping business owners. And I don't think I ever want to stop that. But I've got a pretty clear idea.
But if you have a dry cleaners or a supply house, you feel the same way.
It's true, but you know, people know they have to move on, but unfortunately, entrepreneurs don't do well moving away from something. They have to go towards something.
Say that again. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say it again, John.
Entrepreneurs do not do well moving away from something. They move towards things.
Write that down, folks. Go ahead, John.
How many business owners do you know that when you sit down and talk to them, you go, let me tell you about my sales 3 years ago. They were really great. They never say that. They want to talk about next year's sales, the next improvement, the next new line they're bringing on.
Right.
And you have to look at your life after the business the same way. If you think it's time, if you're tired of running the company, or if you have family coming up that you want to hand it off to, but the first question is, what are you going to do? Especially in a family transfer, are you just going to hang around and look over the kids' shoulders and tell them that they're screwing it up?
Right.
That's not going to help anything.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah. You want to keep Thanksgiving intact too.
And folks, if you're a beneficiary of a business, if your father or mother or your parents or you're talking about taking the business over from them, you need to find them something to do if you're going to have any sanity, right? You need to find them something to do.
Because it's so much a part of our personality. We talk about this in the book too. You know, you go to a family reunion, and as you walk past the table, you hear him say, there goes Jim. He owns his own business, you know. And, you know, it's your identity. It's your status. It's your, you know, in church, in the community, and in your business circles with your friends. You're Jim Blasingame with the Small Business Advocate. And you're that to everyone you know. What are you?
It's your identity,
You know, what are you the day you're not of the Small Business Advocate?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, for a lot of owners, especially boomer owners, because we identify so closely with our businesses, they were our ticket to success, our path to the brass ring. And we aren't quite sure who we are if we don't have the business around us. And you need to figure that out first, or it's going to be a miserable experience.
Mm-hmm. And many, many people do divest of their business, and then they dive right back in for something maybe a little smaller, a little bit different. Happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I saw a survey.
And God bless them, everyone.
Yeah. I saw a survey recently that really, really distressed me. It said 75% of business owners regret selling their business a year later.
Wow.
That's a terrible number.
Do you believe that?
I find it difficult to believe. I know my clients are perfectly happy.
Right.
I mean, most of the people I know that exited, but they exited with a plan. They exited.
Well, we need to know on that research, we need to know about who those people, what are the specs on those people. You know, did they have to toss the keys and have to just lock up? Did they have to give their business away? You know, we need to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, actually, the book has a whole variety of stories of exits that worked well and exits that didn't go as planned.
Right, yeah.
You know, some of them are very wealthy. Some of them, mm-hmm. the deals were bad. And
but, you know, money doesn't make you happy when you leave, though. You prove, you know, you talk about that all the time.
No, I have one client in there, Randy Smith, who came to me about a year and a half after he sold his business. He said, can I get back into my peer group? I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, John, quickly, your exitmap.com, right?
Yes.
That's the website and the book, folks. Check that out. We're going to come back with more to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.